Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're an idiot, Landfill.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley live at Commanders Training Camp. I don't know what day training camp it is, B. We've been out here.
I don't care, JP. Been here a long damn time.
I agree with that. All of our training camp coverage on 106.7 The Fan is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. PaulHenrysWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. B, practice started early this morning.
8 o'clock.
And I thought it was a pretty good session, man.
It was. I think it was crisp. You know, I saw the first team offense look rather well. I saw first team defense look rather well. Well, I want to see more from the backups. But those guys that need to be clicking right now, they're clicking.
Well, and I wanted to say this because people have been, like, very jumpy about it. I thought it was a really good practice for Matt Gay. I actually said that to him as he was leaving the field. 5 for 5, and then to end practice, yep. They were running that little 2 minute.
If he hit
not
it,
even 2 minute, it was like a
38 second.
Practice
drill. Is over. If he doesn't, practice continues.
Right,
right down the middle.
Well, and I think teammates always appreciate when the guy when he hits it. To
he
end
probably
practice.
Knew when he got in the locker room he had a problem if he missed that.
It was it was warming up pretty quick out there.
Yeah,
I definitely think it was a good day. I think they kind of needed a good day because tomorrow will probably be very light going into a Monday nighter.
Mm-hmm.
This is typical with how DQ runs his game week. If yesterday was a Wednesday, it's kind of a heavy film day and their practice was pretty light. Thursday generally is a heavy day with a lot of recovery mm-hmm. period. And then Friday is really specific game work. So tomorrow would be Friday for a Monday night game. So I wasn't surprised by, you know, they were in pads. There was some popping. Saw a little bit of pushing and shoving with the third teamers. I think the reality of roster spots are starting to crunch soon. You know what I mean?
In special teams, I saw my man Andre Jones and Cager going at it consistently. They had to get separated 3 times.
Right.
Kind of interesting. You know, this lets you know practice has been going on too damn long.
Yeah, I mean, we have definitely reached that point where everybody's kind of ready to just get to the season.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We are not that far away from cut day. Cut day is in 9 days, August 26th. You know, I think Monday night is a really big opportunity for a lot of guys. I think we're going to see some starters. I still don't know. The Brandon Coleman injury creates some layers to the offensive line. We didn't see Coleman today. I'd be shocked if he's playing Monday night.
He walked out there, but he wasn't in no gear.
Right. So without Coleman, then you've got Wiley at left guard. Tunsil is a guy that's been a little nicked up. He had that groin thing, missed some practice. When Tunsil hasn't been going, generally it's been Wiley going to that left tackle spot. Then you're talking Good Jones at left guard, maybe Allegretti at right guard. I know that everybody wants to see Jaden Daniels, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know that you put Jaden out there with two of your starting offensive linemen down, but they also might need him to get some reps.
They got to play him, bro. Listen, I said this earlier. This could be the same thing in week one. What you going to do, not play him?
Right.
So you may have to adjust your play calls because the guy backing up may be the guy that's going to be in there on Sunday, you know, on September 7th. So you got to get ready to play games. You don't have your two top receivers here, but guess what? You got to get ready to play with somebody. So I think it Coleman not being inside is one thing, and if you don't have Tunsil, then you got to run some quick passes.
Well, I do think we saw today in what we saw when the ones were out there, and DQ actually was holding the cards. Like, I don't know that they really have scouted, but I think they have some expectations for what Cincy's going to run, and they want to. I'm not saying there's a game plan built out, but the fact that they had cards out there tells me there's a little more focus on this thing.
Yeah.
And you
this
saw
is the one game
a lot of quick screens underneath stuff, but that's also a big part of Cliff's offense. So it's
a big
not
part
that
of offense.
Surprising.
But this is that one game where you do a little bit of the scouting, you know. Really, it may not be even scouting for this game. It may be stuff that they plan on running week one. So they put a little bit more work into it.
Sure.
You know, and try to figure out some things. Nothing that's very, very elaborate or whatever. It's just stuff that's going to be very, very basic of what you're going to be running. And it may take one step a little farther. But it happens like that.
For sure. It was an interesting morning at my house. It was my baby girl Shelby's 10th birthday. So that was a lot of fun.
Happy birthday, Shelby.
Yeah, man. She was so excited. Just so excited.
Man, that's how us young people get for our birthdays.
And we walked her downstairs. I'll show you the video because I videoed it. And Lauren put like a
blindfold,
thank you, on her eyes. And she got a new bike, got a new lacrosse goal, got a new Nerf hoop, like a basketball hoop to dunk on. And it was a very fun moment. And it was just like, damn, life goes fast, dude.
It does.
Life goes fast.
Hey, Jay, I remember mine was just little babies, and now they're in their 30s.
Now they got babies.
One of them close to 40. So,
how old is Willie?
36.
Wow.
Be 37 this year. And then my baby is 23, so time flies, brother.
Dude, it goes, man. It goes, it goes. Just fun and exciting. But it was great to get out here.
You get older, they get older.
Dog, I'm definitely getting older. There's one interesting kind of conversation with numerous people on the sideline, and it is about the readiness level. Like, I would say this camp has been more DQ. All these players talk about how DQ protects his players, takes care of his players. They've been very cognizant of the heat. They've been trying to move practices around because of the heat.
Yep.
Not a ton of pads. We saw it today, but there's been I would say like almost 70, like only like 30% of practices have been padded. And some of that is the CBA, but if we went through and counted, I bet they had more access to more padded practices than they've deployed. But what do you make of trying to determine readiness for September 7th on August
15th? You know what the problem is, Jay? I truly believe that last year you didn't know what to expect.
Right.
They basically ran practice this year just like they did last year. Okay. It wasn't very much difference. But after the year was over, you saw what his team had gotten to. Everyone expected everything to be a little bit more faster, crisper. They're basically going through the same things again. You don't have a good year one year and come back exactly what you were. You come back, you have to ramp up. He always talked about the ramp up period. You got to ramp up to where you were. They damn sure are not what they were at the end of the season last year. So I think they're – with some people being missed, they probably are still a little bit farther along. You know why? Because number five now has a better hold of this offense. Number five is now, like, that's, we'll hear Cliff talk later, is more involved with implementing it. He's doing more things on his own without having to be taught it. Just trying to figure out, oh, let me get the play, let me try to execute the play. Hell, he know what play is coming in. He understands how to execute it. So they are ahead of that now. The first game didn't look good, but you did have their starters against your backups. So at this point, though, when you look at practice, it's been very similar to what it was last year. So I just hope that things don't start off slow, because people are going to lose their damn minds, because they now are judging the team based off of how it ended, not how it is when you have to build up the next year again.
Totally. I think expectations change people are seeing. And I think you're probably right. The difference watching last year was every Jaden rep was like, oh, my God, can this kid do it? Mm-hmm. And you saw him come on and come on and come on over the course of the summer. And it had so much intensity on it. Like, you don't have the question of if a rookie quarterback can make it. Now.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you're like, oh, my God, is this dude a top three? Is he an MVP candidate? Yeah, yeah. It just kind of – when the expectation –
where is he going to go with this thing?
When the expectations shift, people are just scrutinizing at a higher level.
See, I would finish the season and I would be at a position at a certain level. And then I would go out there in the next season, and you don't start off where you left off. You go back to where you started the rebuild last year. And I go back to that, but I would notice that I'm just a little bit ahead of where I was before. So now you got to taper a little bit of your expectation of how you're going to do this thing, because you don't want to, you know, peak at the wrong time. You don't want to be peaking 5 weeks before the season, you know. So it gets to that type of thing too. So people are just wanting to see more than what they're seeing. But then the question you ask is, how can they show you more right now?
And I think,
without putting themselves at risk. And then as soon as something happens, and then there will be, why did they do that? Because you wanted it.
They have a veteran-laden team, right? Yeah, that's not totally a secret. So he's also trying to make sure they're good to go Thanksgiving week and Christmas against the Cowboys. Like, mm-hmm. there is a much bigger, broader goal. Now, you wonder, like, are the Giants going to be more ready for week one? I don't know that answer, but I don't think anybody does. And I think to presume they aren't is certainly premature. I think we get caught up in a lot of premature notions sometimes. I think Monday is going to be a very interesting night. I think you're going to see some guys get some real work. I couldn't help but notice Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt getting some real work on kickoff returns. I think when we get to the season, don't you think, like, Debo and Eckler would be excellent kickoff returners in the new style kit? We already saw Eckler do it.
Yeah.
I think Debo could be a monster in that role.
Yep. But I think the ultimate thing, you want to find somebody that can do that without putting those guys at risk.
Right.
We saw Eckler was good at it last year, but he was at risk. Got hurt doing it. So you got to be careful with that.
Coming up in a few minutes, Cliff Kingsbury spoke earlier this morning. And he was asked about Terry McLaurin a couple different ways, had a couple really interesting answers. We're going to play Cliff Kingsbury's press conference, and then we're going to open the phone lines kind of reacting to it. I think I want to preface Cliff's comments with just, I need people to understand some differences of what Cliff is able to say versus what Dan Quinn's able to say, right? Cliff is in charge of the offense. Like, his job is to try to score 40 every week. Mm-hmm. And the best way to accomplish that is with Terry McLaurin on the field.
Totally.
Couple that with the receiver play outside of Debo has been inconsistent. Lane made a nice catch today. Lane was really popping early.
Brooks made a lot of catches today.
Dude, Ja'Cory could play, but, like, there are nothing but questions after Debo. Mm-hmm. And Noah Brown is a guy that they like, but you wonder, can you trust Noah Brown? Like, we don't even know right now what the injury is. Is it the one from OTAs, or is it something new? What's going on there, right? There's no chance Noah Brown's playing Monday night. At this point, there's zero chance Terry's playing Monday night. So when Dan Quinn gets asked about Terry, Dan Quinn's the head coach. Dan Quinn is management. Dan Quinn understands anything the organization is saying about Terry is going to impact contract talks, like all of that, right? Cliff doesn't have to operate under that same umbrella. Cliff's here to get the offense to its best ability. Mm-hmm. And McLaurin obviously helps with that. There's also be the element of, in a year, Cliff's probably going to be coaching somewhere else. DQ almost allowed for that in his run-up to the Burgundy and Gold intra-squad mm-hmm. scrimmage, saying, yeah, I got to make sure we're built for the long haul, whatever it was. You know, like, I want to get other guys calling plays. A little bit of Cliff might be like, yo, if we don't start, if we don't drop 35 week one against the Giants, not my fault. Pay the guy that helps our offense. You know what I mean? Like, get me 17 on the field.
Yeah.
So I just think we got to, like, try to understand that different people come at discussions from different places, and that's an important part of this.
Yeah.
It's not – Cliff's also just, bottom line, not in it for the politics.
Well, to be honest with you, the offense coordinator, defense coordinator, only thing they're thinking about is having their pieces in place to do their jobs and run the offense or defense that they implemented. They don't think about all that other stuff. They know one thing. When I had that person, I utilized him, and it made me a lot better as a play caller. I need him. And that's understandable because their job rides on their production. The other people's job rides on whatever head they can save or not save. You know, but the coordinators, they got to get a job done, and they need those pieces to get it done.
For sure. It's just – I was talking with a younger media member today as we were walking off the field, and they were like, man, I just feel like I'm a roller coaster, you know, how I feel about this team. And my reply, my advice is don't get on a roller coaster in the middle of August. Like, it's going to be a roller coaster from September to January. Like, let's wait until we get to the season. I think trying to – summarize or digest or take too much from, I mean, not to quote Allen Iverson, but we are talking about practice, and you want them to get better, and if you want to question the intensity of some of these things, it's fair. Like, there's been a bunch of walkthroughs, jog-throughs in the last week, but this is also a...
It's what football is today. I mean, let's stop. And the thing of it is, if you are sitting here every day and you have to go all the way back to the beginning or compare it to what last year were, you selling yourself a hopeless damn mindset. Dude, whoever is thinking that you're going to see something every day that's going to make you go, oh, yeah, the team has been, what are you comparing it to? You know, I just asked a question. Has anybody been through these types, not at the professional level, high school, little league, when you go through practice on a daily basis, there is a certain thing as ups and downs, ebbs and flows. There is never a straight line up that ends at the end of the year perfectly. So if that's what somebody's looking for, then they don't have the right mindset, because you're going to have ebbs and flows in it when it comes to sports, especially when you got multiple people. Different background, different personality. Some got family, some don't. Kids might get sick. You might have a family issue. Things are going to change up. But in the end, is the team taking a step towards the right point? Yes. That's all that matters.
Here's what we're going to do. Quick break, and then we're going to hear from Cliff Kingsbury. A lot has been made about these comments. Let's hear it all in totality, not necessarily clips. Cliff Kingsbury, then we're going to open the phones, let folks react. We got a busy show today. Joe Witt, Commander's defensive coordinator, spoke. We're going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything later on in the program. Ben Standig's going to join us. I can report that Brian Mitchell and Chris Russell were hanging out a lot today. We'll see if that means anything. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're in a tent in a field in Ashburn, Virginia. Commanders training camp. Cliff Kingsbury, Commanders offensive coordinator. Probably a head coach somewhere next year. Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the media today. Cliff is an honest fella, and I think he gave honest answers. We're going to listen to Cliff in its entirety. Then we'll open these phone lines up. We're going to give you our reaction. Clearly some Terry McLaurin talk here. Let go.
What's the biggest change for you that you've seen from Jaden? Now, I talked to you earlier in camp, but just as you've gone throughout camp, what maybe some of the biggest changes you've seen in him from last year?
Yeah, I think just the treating each practice, each rep like a game, you know, full speed, whether it's carrying out his fakes, moving around to throw the ball away. It's like each practice rep he's getting, he's making it like a game, which that'll be a big, big help as we get into the season and as he continues to practice that way throughout the season.
And then with Terry, what kind of things can you do now even to help make sure that when he gets back out in the field that there's not this long transition period to get that rhythm and connection back with Jaden?
Yeah, with him or just kind of overall?
Like, with Terry in particular.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been a ton of contact with him. You know, he's been here, but he's been working with the trainers. So until he gets back on the grass, that's when we'll start building that back up.
At that point, what can you do at that point to make sure it doesn't take a long time?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's one of those deals. It's just time on task. And luckily, what they had last year to build a lot of rapport and chemistry. And Terry understands our system going into a year or two. So that should expedite the process. But to me, it's time on task together on the grass is really the only way that you can continue to build.
Was there anything you were unhappy with from that New England game? Did it show you anything you needed to work on?
Yeah, you try to, you know, improve in some area, no matter who's going out there, who's starting, who's playing. You want to be more efficient. I think, you know, the turnovers were not good. I thought we had a chance to make some plays early in that game that we did not, and then it snowballed a little bit. Guys started pressing, but when guys have their opportunities, they got to make plays, and so hopefully we cleaned up some things. And I think the ball security is probably the biggest issue to turn it over twice. That can't happen in any game.
Cliff, obviously you guys are without some offensive linemen right now, especially inside. What do you kind of make of your interior line right now, and including the guys on the depth, because you have also the factors of those guys also?
Yeah, I think they've done a nice job stepping up. Julian Good-Jones and Chris Paul. We moved Wiley in some. He's shown his versatility. Nick Allegretti started last year. Has done a nice job, and so we'll see how it shakes out when Brandon and Sam get back. But it was good to have those guys get that type of rep and us be able to move some guys around and see how it would function if something did happen.
In the RB room, we obviously talked about some of the main guys, but in the scrimmage the other day, some of the other guys, Felton and Chris Rodriguez, had some good moments. It's obviously going to be some interesting decisions. What do you kind of make of that room, and particularly those guys at the back end? What are they kind of showing you?
Yeah, I mentioned it the first time we talked. I think all six or seven guys in there have a place in this league. They all have dynamic traits, all have things to do really well, and guys, when they've had their opportunity, have played at a high level, especially last year when C-Rod got his chance, J-Mac, you know, Kaz has shown some good stuff. Obviously, everybody's talked about Bill, so it's a deep group, and we just got to see how it shakes out.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning. Kind of a football theology question, if you don't mind. So we talk about balance all the time, and to some people that means like 50% run, 50% pass. What is balance and balanced offense really mean to you, though, as a coordinator?
Yeah, to me it's basically about how can we be most effective against that defense on that day. You know, I think that's what it comes down to, whether we've got to run it 70 times and throw it 20 or vice versa. It's like the balance to be the best offense you can be versus that defense, that scheme, that personnel group that day is like – what it is to me. I don't think you can go and say, hey, we're going to run it 25 times and throw it 25 times. Defenses change, you know, personnel changes, guys get injured, maybe their personnel change, and so you just have to be willing to do what you do best on that certain day.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Good morning. I'm going back to the running back room because we did talk about that in the last time that you spoke with us. Specifically on Brian Robinson Jr., what have you seen so far out of him this camp?
Yeah, he's continued to progress. You know, he's a guy that when you put the pads on and you really practice full speed is when he really shows up. I thought he had his best practice against New England when we did the competition versus them before the game. And just a guy who keeps getting better in our system. I think he understands it more and is more and more comfortable.
Hi, Coach. Looking at this offense overall, have you seen them come together, starting to mash and gel?
Yeah, I think that's a work in progress. There's no doubt. I don't think until we get some of these other pieces back, we're going to know exactly what we are. We've had some good opportunities to see other guys get work in these positions, but when you don't have your kind of projected top two outside receivers, you know, one of your projected or both of your projected inside pieces at guard, it's not going to really give you the chance to gel or really build that relationship until you get everybody else on the grass. So that's something we have to get to over the next 3 weeks.
And have you been able to see from the wide receiver room what you need to see from that group and how are they shaping up together?
Yeah, still a work in progress. Some guys are taking advantage of the opportunities and some have not. And that's what we wanted to see. Without, you know, Terry and Noah getting much, we know what Debo is. And then there's a lot of guys that are trying to earn a roster spot. And so that competition has been good, but I think there's still a lot to show over the next 3 weeks.
Coach, your relationship with Jaden, it looks like he is very good at remembering plays and things like that. Even last year, I don't remember seeing him wear a sleeve or anything like that. Is there something different that you do that's unique to how you, you know?
No, I wish I could take credit for that. That's God-given. We'll go out to walkthroughs and I'll screw up a play and he'll nail it. So he's a lot more cerebral on that stuff than I am. I think he just has one of those photographic memories. The first time we install it, first time we say it, he can tell you where everybody's going, what they're doing, their job. And so he's just, that's a God-given thing, not a coaching thing.
Morning, Cliff. More on Jaden. As he continues to grow and evolve, you know, compared to last year, are you giving him more responsibility or more tasks that not necessarily you didn't do in year one, but now you are implementing in year two? And give an example of that.
Yeah, I think just organically really controlling the entire process, mastering the system. He's done a great job. So he's seeing things pre-snap, getting us into different things that maybe he wouldn't have seen last year when it was moving a little bit faster for him. But you definitely see, particularly the protections, really taking pride in getting us slid the right way. And then a lot of the checks that we have in our offense, trying to get us into our best matchups, get us into our best pass play, best run play versus certain looks, he's been all over those this whole camp. So that's a big jump from just trying to execute the play call to really seeing it and getting us in the best situation most times.
Hey, Cliff. Going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom? And kind of at this point of the season, how high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go. There's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing, feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
Hey, Cliff, good morning. Wes Welker's a guy you've known for a long, long time. He's listed as in the front office, but we see him out there every day in the field. Like, what exactly is Wes doing for you guys, and what does he bring to a football team?
Yeah, he does a lot. I thought DQ had a great thought on that. Adam had a great thought on that. He's helping the defense a lot, bringing an offensive perspective into their room, and then obviously just as a tool for any of the current players and receivers to just bump ideas off of, for me to use for ideas. He's kind of a jack of all trades for us right now, but a guy that's competitive, can share that type of wisdom, those type of stories, the things he's been through with our current team, he's been an incredible addition to us.
One more thing on Jaden. There's so much that goes into that position that's like not football related. I guess, have you seen him handle that side of things? And, you know, has there been a change in that given all that comes out of guy when you have the success he did in year one?
Yeah, I have not. I mean, he's very laid back, still treats people tremendously well, very attentive in meetings, wants to be great, gets earlier and earlier on his walkthroughs. So if anything, I've seen pretty as much as overall routine and kind of process improve greatly from year one to year two.
Cliff, this might be a weird question for the offensive coordinator, but what have you learned about Joe Witt as a coach, as a leader, just watching his style, the little you get to interact with him?
Yeah, very, very competitive. I mean, he wants to win every drill, fully invested. Guy works his tail off. He's up here all hours of the day. And then I like that he's not afraid to adapt to his personnel. And, you know, last year, some injuries, things that happened, trades, he was able to kind of adjust and keep going. And the same with this year. It's like always evolving, and it's been really fun to compete against his defense and the challenge of it. But just him as a man, the competitive drive, the leadership, the work ethic, it definitely has impacted me just watching him on a daily basis.
Coach, we talk a lot about Jaden's instinct, but about your instinct. I was watching the documentary on the Kingdom, and they interviewed you about Patrick Mahomes. Your instinct on what you see in a quarterback, even before they get to a point of stardom, like you've been around these, when you talk about the players' instincts, what are your instincts? What do you look for?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bunch of stuff. I think those are two guys that anybody could have said, hey, they're going to be really good. You know, it wasn't Patrick, when you watch his high school film, it was like unique to anything I've ever seen. He just had a incredible vision of the field. It didn't look like a guy who'd been brought up playing the position in all the different camps and quarterback tutors, but he led and he moved the football. And with Jaden, just watching him in college, his ability to progress was very unique to a lot of college kids. You can set it up in college. A lot of times you get them to their first read and they'll cut it loose. But his ability with all his natural running ability to stay in the pocket, progress through, the touch passes, the accuracy, it was just unique to most of the players that I've ever scouted.
Commanders offense coordinator Cliff Kingsbury there. A lot of interesting stuff. People we know will hear what they want to hear about him talking about Terry. Obviously, Kingsbury wants Terry on the field, wants Noah Brown on the field. His two outside receivers aren't playing, and I think we've seen the results be a little spotty at times.
Yep.
I want to open these phone lines up. I want folks to react. This is the first real call to action, I would say, from a Commander's coach saying, yeah, we need Terry. Everybody else has tried to kind of be a little more diplomatic. AP hasn't talked in a month. DQ, when asked about it, said, you know, not a lot here, but we love Terry and want it to happen. Cliff's telling the truth. This offense needs Terry to be at its best.
Yeah.
Will that actually make an impact? What do you think of Kingsbury saying, we need Terry, we need toes on the grass getting ready for the season? 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Brian Mitchell reacts to Cliff Kingsbury and your chance to call in next on B. Mitchell Finley.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I tell you what, B. Cliff Kingsbury spoke to the media this morning. One comment that stood out to me. He was asked about Jaden Daniels' ability to recall plays.
Yeah.
Cliff said, I wish I could take credit for that. That's God-given.
Yeah.
We'll go to walkthroughs, and I'll screw up a play, and he'll nail it. He's a lot more cerebral on that stuff than I am. I think he just has one of those photographic memories. The first time we install it, first time we say it, he can tell you where everybody's going, what they're doing, their job. Bro, Cliff's been around elite quarterbacks. That is elite praise. Elite praise.
Yeah, it's elite praise about a talent that you have. You know, some people don't have that. You know what I'm saying? It's just when I would see something, like the thing for me with plays, once it was run, I never had to worry about it again. You know, and
not everybody can do that.
I come home when I was in school and I wouldn't bring books, and my dad asked me, was I cheating? I say, nope. I say, somebody gave me a semi-photographic memory. He said, well, damn sure it wasn't me. So I guess my mother gave it to me. That's the way I learned. But what he's saying about Jaden, you watch him on the field.
You see it.
The guy runs a play. He goes talk to a defensive guy, offensive guy, and he's trying to get a whole concept of what's going on, why you did what you did, and this is what I need you to do to make sure it's going to work the next time. He's always correcting stuff. So he takes ownership into it. A lot of people don't do that. I don't care. You have a guy been 10 years in the league. They only listen to what the coach says. They don't try to learn anything else. I believe, and I said it last year we were talking on the show, I said every player should take ownership of their own stuff. Don't wait for the coach to tell you. If you got your playbook and you know you're about to install it, why are you waiting for him to say we're going to do page 8 tomorrow? Go through the damn playbook. Figure it out.
Extreme ownership, baby. Cliff said a lot of really interesting things, but clearly the headline is going to be about Terry McLaurin. This is Cliff Kingsbury talking about the current situation with McLaurin holding in.
Hey, Cliff. Going back to Terry real quick, you talk about, you know, gelling with the offense on the grass. How much work are you getting with him in the classroom? And kind of at this point of the season, how high value is that? Is the meeting work?
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go, there's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing, feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
Good question there from Mr. Mitch Tischler.
Yeah, man, I know that dude that asked that question.
Your Cliff, hell yeah, you want him out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this is a surprise. I do want to let people weigh in now. We've now heard Cliff Kingsbury say we need
Terry. But I think
Terry.
That message goes to both sides, not just one side.
To the front office to get him signed and for Terry to start practicing.
Man, you know, I know you can do it, but I need to see it now. We need to have a comfort level to where it gets out there and it happens.
Especially, dude, if you think about who's coming to town this weekend or Monday night, it's the Bengals. And Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow talked about missing time last year in camp impacted the start of their season. So, you know, these are real things that coaches and players think about and talk about. Let's let folks weigh in. Let's hit the phones. Vince is in Akakeek. What up, Vinny? You concerned? Where you at?
I've been concerned. I called in, I think, to the Nail Show way before training camp, and I said that this fell on AP if at all Terry came, training camp started and Terry wasn't in. I didn't know how long the professionalism would last, and I'm not saying people haven't been professional. Everybody's been toting the company line for the most part, but as we're starting to see, people are human, and some chinks are starting to come in the armor as far as like toting the company line. And Cliff pretty much came out and said, "Yeah, Terry needs to be here." So I throw this back on AP, and not from the standpoint of give Terry his money or whatever. As the GM of the team, you're supposed to be seeing the team, you know, years down the line, right in front of you right now. My thing was this. Like, if Terry's going to be here, find a way to get Terry here. If Terry's not going to be here because y'all don't see Terry the way he views himself or whatever, no, do I want to trade Terry McLaurin? No, I don't. But if he's not going to be here, then let's move on. So the fact that we're holding on to him with the whole mindset of being that Terry's going to be here, Terry's going to figure it out, Terry's going to play, then we should have had Terry on the field, because my whole point with Terry not being here, at some point the rubber was going to meet the road, and the rubber's meeting the road. So I put the, I throw this on AP. If you wasn't going to give him the money, don't give him the money. Move him. Trade him before April. But if he was going to be here, then let's stop playing the game and figure out how to get it done.
Vince, thank you for the call, man. I think
I don't know if they I don't know if there's any cracks in any armor. I don't know if Cliff done anything that he didn't do. He's been this way since he's gotten here. If you listen to every interview, you ask him a question, you get an answer. So he's not doing anything he hadn't done before. So to assume because he made that comment something that's going wrong, no. I don't buy that.
Cliff is a direct ass dude.
We asked him big when he got here. I'm gonna put it that way. And he said, "Yeah,
Debo.
He was fat."
Debo.
He said, "Yeah, he was fat. He was big, man. He was huge." He didn't sit up here and lie about it. It was true. We asked him about Sam Howell. He said he's inconsistent. He got to get better. The man asks questions honestly. That doesn't show me that anybody is starting to lack professionalism.
I don't think the offensive coordinator saying, "Yo, we need our best receiver out there, and we're not getting enough done," should be viewed as cracks in the armor. It is kind of the first official coach management member to say as much, but it's also he's telling the truth. Like, I don't think it's that complicated for him to say, "Yo, we need Terry out there."
Yeah.
I do think
he said. Dan said exactly that earlier this when training camp started. I don't understand how it's just all of a sudden when one other person said it gets a different message. He said I would like to have my players here. That's no different to me.
Phone lines are open 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Here's the question. Cliff's like, "Yeah, we're not getting enough done with Terry." He also mentioned both outside wide receivers. At some point, does Terry need to start practicing? We saw James Cook eventually started practicing before the deal was done. Do people think we've gotten to that time? Does Terry think we've gotten to that time? Phone lines are open. Nobody go anywhere.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.